Last fall, Emily Watrous and her husband bought their first house. They fell for a one-story 1960s-era rambler on a cul-de-sac in suburban Linwood, Washington. Home ownership is great, except for those winter heating bills.
So we have these old, funky baseboard heaters that crack and sizzle and pop all night.
The new house costs way more to heat than the condo where the couple lived before.
I would not let my husband turn the heat on. Like, I was like, don't turn on the heat. Get a blanket, get a coat. Don't turn it on here.
Eventually, Emily called her local utility for advice. They recommended she replace her baseboard heaters with something she'd never heard of before, a ductless heat pump. What got her attention was a promised savings of 25 to 50% on the cost to heat.
So I was sold on it, and then I had to call my husband and tell him, you know, I think I found what we need for our house. And I said, plus, it's an air conditioner in the summer. And he said, oh, yeah, okay, totally, we'll do it.
Give me some slack, bud.
The installation of a ductless heat pump cost the Watrouses more than $4,000. She estimates a payback period of less than 10 years. As the technology's name suggests, there's no ductwork involved. That saves money on installation. Plus, ducts are being painted these days as inefficient. The new gizmo has two main parts. The indoor fan unit is going up now on the living room wall. It looks like a narrow air conditioner. Tubes go through the wall to the outside to connect it to a box-sized compressor next to the garage.
That should be good. Come on back out, leave the spool up there.
Kevin Braywick of Blue Flame Heating and Air Conditioning oversees the installation. He says ductless heat pumps have become the standard for heating and cooling in Asia and Europe. The system is only now catching on in the U.S. residential market.
This house is perfect because you're heated by baseboard. It's not a larger house. You have a centrally located fan unit. You're able to heat the living room, dining room, kitchen, and push air down the hall as well. So you're not getting a heating unit typically in every room, but in a lot of situations with this, like this house, you're not having to.
Now, all of the large utilities in the Northwest are pushing the little-known product. They're working through a consortium called the Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance. Project manager Alexis Allen says the goal is nothing short of market transformation.
We want to put one ductless heat pump in your main living area of your home and displace the majority of your electric heat use.
This kind of resembles how someone might use a wood stove. Utilities are offering rebates up to $1,500 per customer. On top of that, some homeowners may also qualify for state or federal energy tax credits. Even so, Allen expects a transformation in home heating will take years.
There is definitely market barriers that we've addressed. You know, we're having to build consumer awareness in partnership with our utilities throughout the region. We're having to make sure that we have a whole supply chain that's aware of this technology and aware of these programs that are available in the Northwest region.
Ductless heat pumps may not be the thing for everyone. The size and the look of the indoor fan unit is a turnoff for some consumers. For large homes or for homes with existing ductwork, installers say a different solution may work better. Still,
we think that we have roughly about 1 million homes that this technology is applicable for in the Northwest. If we can capture that, that's about 440 average megawatts of savings. So that's a substantial energy savings for our region.
Nearly equal to one medium-sized coal plant if enough people make the switch. I'm Tom Bonsi in Linwood, Washington.